Bats in minor league baseball. A lot has changed about the Lynchburg Hillcats over the last 30 years. Four different affiliates, two different color schemes and mascots, and five championship titles.
In Lynchburg, the 2017 Carolina League champions.
Dozens of major leaguers have come through the Hill City.
It's my pleasure to present the Ted Williams All-Star Game MVP Award to Shane Bieber of the Cleveland Indians.
But as the city of Lynchburg celebrates the 30th anniversary of Hillcats baseball, it's safe to say that the best is yet to come.
The Hillcat hero!
Left field, that's going to drop. Face it!
Lynchburg does it again! The Cardiac Cats!
Way out of variant. Comes home! Tag! Yes!
Hashtag Purdy 30.
The third runner B waves around. He will score! Bases clearing double.
A two out. Two run home run to break the tie in the eighth.
Leaping, diving grab by Jose Devers.
Live from Bank of the James Stadium in Lynchburg, Virginia. Here's the voice of the Hillcats, Jason Prill.
Welcome inside Bank of the James Stadium as the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Red Sox get set for game number five of this six-game series. It has been a wild series so far, but things have been heating up at the ballpark. Last night, a controversial call at home plate sealed the victory for the Salem Red Sox, and we'll talk about that as the night goes on because players involved, well, they are in the lineups here tonight. As, in fact, for the Hillcats, one of them is leading off. We will introduce him as the Hillcats will come to bat in the bottom half of the first inning. But for now, let's toss it down to our PA announcer, Connor Young, for our national anthem.
At this time, we ask that you please rise and remove your caps as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem by Sabrina Graybill.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled
back inside Bank of the James Stadium as the Hillcats and the Red Sox will square off for game number five of this six-game series. Alex Clemmie will toe the rubber for Lynchburg. Clemmie, he's 1-3 with a 5.33 ERA, but he has looked a lot sharper since April. In the month of May, a 2.33 ERA. The month of June, a 2.50 ERA. He struck out 24 and walked 12 in that month, only allowing 5 earned runs on 14 hits. He was holding opponents to a 226 batting average. It was command early in the season that really wrecked him But this year, since the month of April, he has really cooled things down as the lefty, 6'6", 205, 18 years old from Warwick, Rhode Island. He'll face a lineup for Salem that looks a little like this. Leading off the shortstop, Nizan Zanatello. Batting second, the designated hitter, Brooks Brannon. Hitting third, the left fielder, Nellie Taylor. Batting fourth and hitting cleanup, the third baseman, Fraley Encarnacion. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Andy Lugo. He's one of the best in the Carolina League at picking up the double. And in the sixth hole, the first baseman, Albert Feliz. Batting seventh, the catcher, Daniel McIlvaney. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Framie De Leon. And hitting ninth, the center fielder, Stanley Tucker. Those are the nine in order for the Red Sox here this evening as they came off a dramatic victory last night. They led the entire way, so it's not necessarily a come-from-behind victory in terms of dramatics, but boy, if you weren't at the ballpark or weren't tuning into yesterday's ball game, you missed out on what has become an instant classic. It's been the talk of the town all day. You check the local Facebook pages. Even the mayor chimed in on it as a play at the plate went in favor of Salem. The Hillcats adamant that Tommy Hawk, who was rounding third and trying to score all the way from first, the game tying run, Hillcats were adamant that he be called safe. However, the home plate umpire, Zach Hovick, who's in the field tonight, disagreed, pumped him out, and chaos ensued. Hawk and Mejias were both ejected following the game. Alfredo Antunez, he was not happy either. He talked to both sides, and they had their fair share of complaints about the way that this series has been umpired. And so nobody has been happy to this point of the week. Alex Clemmie goes into his motion, and the left-hander breaks one in there for a called strike at 81 miles an hour. 7:32, our first pitch start time. And it's 90 degrees, very warm, here at Bank of the James Stadium as Zanatello spits on one that finds the zone again, strike two. Another good breaking ball from Alex Clemmie. It's about 65% humidity here in Lynchburg. And cloudy skies above. We are coming out of an hour rain delay as the two-strike pitch from Clemmie. Got him. Three pitches, three strikes. He went with the fastball and got Zanatello for out number one. That'll bring up Brooks Brannon. Brannon, he was the catcher in last night's ballgame who slapped the tag on Tommy Hawk. He had a game-saving moment of brilliance at the plate. Brannon batting .320, two home runs, nine RBIs. Is that pitch missed down and away for ball one? They appeal. They say he did not go around. Brannon reeled in a perfect relay throw. Salem did everything to perfection in the field on that final out. The 1-0 missing wide. Two balls and no strikes. They had to. Otherwise, it was going to be a tie ball game. They had no choice. Taylor in center tracked it down, slid into the gap, scooped it up, hopped up, threw to the cutoff man, Alcantara. So that breaks in there for a called strike, 2-1. And Alcantara delivered a dime to Brannon, who turned around and placed the tag right on the left hip of Tommy Hawk as he slid by. The 2-1. Big swing and a miss, 2-2. Hawk, who is trying to score all the way from first, he took a big turn around third, but he was booking it. That's about as fast as you will see a guy run. And he slid in, looked like it may have been under the tag. The 2-2. Breaking ball missed inside. Clemmie didn't get the call. Full count. The home plate umpire paused for about 2 seconds, and those 2 seconds felt like an eternity for both ball clubs, and then pumped his fist, and then immediately started ejecting guys left and right. 3-2. Ball four missing in tight as Brannon draws the lead, the one-out walk for Nellie Taylor. In the chaos, as the play was unfolding, all of the Hillcats had made their way out of the dugout in celebration of what they thought would be the game-tying base hit from Ralphie Velasquez. And when the home plate umpire called out the runner, the emotion that flowed from them, received several ejections. Nellie Taylor tries to lay one down third base side, and it'll drift foul and stay foul. For strike one. Immediately, Manuel Mejias threw his helmet into the ground, but it appeared to go straight toward the umpire. The umpire tossed him. Hawk, who was tagged out on the play, he was about as livid as you will ever see him, hopped up and started heading toward the face of the home plate umpire. He got tossed. Wilfredo Antunez, he came storming out of the dugout and had to be restrained by several Hillcats in order to prevent him from getting in the face of Zach Kovic. Liner right at the first baseman. Sadui stabs it, steps on first, and a double play ends the inning. Wow. A beautiful double play, and all Sadui had to do was react. That'll send us to the bottom half of the first inning here in Lynchburg on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Are you a fan of fireworks or collecting sports memorabilia? Or maybe instead of the bar, you want to spend your nights at the ballpark. Whatever your passion, the Lynchburg Hillcats have a mini plan package for you. Make sure to secure your tickets for every Thirsty Thursday, Freebie Friday, or fireworks show Saturday with one of our dated mini plans. Craving more baseball? Sign up for our 30-game mini plan. Not sure what games you want to go to? The Hillcats offer undated mini plans as well. For more information and to purchase your 2024 mini plan, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You're listening to the 30th anniversary season of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
A 1-2-3 unconventional first inning for Lynchburg after the line-out double play brings the Hillcats to bat. Matt Duffy will be on the bump for Salem. He's 1-4 with a 4.20 ERA in just under 54 innings. 53 strikeouts, 19 walks. Gets the Hillcats this season. He's given up 5 earned runs in around 9 1/3 innings of work. He struck out 7 and walked 3, also allowing 10 hits, including a home run at Salem on April 18th. It'll be Tommy Hawk to lead things off. Duffy coming off of a really rough outing. 4 1/3, 6 hits, 5 runs, 4 walks, 5 strikeouts, 3 home runs against Fredericksburg. First pitch to Tommy Hawk, misses out wide for ball 1. Hawk batting 272, a home run, 13 RBIs. Duffy finds the zone, 1 ball, 1 strike. The right-hander from Canisius, the fourth-round pick, the highest draft pick in the Golden Griffins era. The 1-1 in there for a strike, 1 ball, 2 strikes. So a lot of high hopes in the Buffalo area for Matt Duffy. The 1-2 flared into left field, a base hit, and Tommy Hawk gets aboard with a single. Almost a spinning image of the way he got aboard in the ninth inning of yesterday's ball game. He just flared it into left field, and it was a diving attempt. Actually, more so sliding by Nathaniel Uten in left field. And it came up empty, and that allowed Mejias to go first to third. Wilfredo Antunez will step in. Tommy Hawk at first. We'll see how long he stays there. As Antunez fights an off foul, strike one. Hawk, he likes to run the bases. I didn't calculate how fast he went from first to home, but when you watch it back, it's hard to imagine anybody moving any faster than that. A throw over, and he's back with a dive. But that's just how good the throw was from Salem. He was rounding third when they just fired it toward the infield. Another throw over, and he's in there underneath the tag. It had to be perfect, and that's why you don't fault anyone for sending Tommy Hawk. He forced Salem to make the play, and they stepped up to the challenge. The 0-1 grounder towards second. They'll just go to first for the force. And Hawk into scoring position on the ground out. Which will bring up Esteban Gonzalez. Gonzalez, he's got his average up over 300 again. 303, six home runs, 36 RBIs. He currently sits fourth in the Carolina League in batting average, one tick behind Connor from Kannapolis, and several behind Cooper Pratt from Carolina. As the first pitch, a slider in there for a called strike at 84. Gonzalez, he leads the Hillcats in a bevy of categories. Average, hits, runs, slugging percentage, stolen bases. The 0-1, that's lined into right field. Will it hang up? It will, as Lugo makes the grab. The throw comes to second, but Hawk back standing. As Rafael Ramirez Jr. will dig in, let's take a look at the Salem defense. Taylor in left, Tucker in center, Lugo in right, Encarnacion at third, Zanatello at short, De Leon over at second with Feliz at the bag at first, and McIlvaney behind the plate. Ramirez batting in the cleanup hole. His swing has started to turn the corner. He's batting .193, three home runs, 14 RBIs, as he chased a slider down and in for strike one. But I think it's safe to say his swing has lost a bit of the uppercut motion that was plaguing him. The 0-1, missing downstairs, one ball, one strike. It's smoothened out to a pure line drive swing, and it's allowed him to get more bat-to-barrel contact. And he's hitting the ball hard. But he's just hitting an at guys at times. That one he just fought off for strike two. You'd like to see him get a few to drop consistently to build his confidence. That seems to be what he's missing at this point in the year, is that full confidence in his game. Hawk dances off second. As the breaking ball misses just off the inside corner, 2-2. Hawk at second after the leadoff single. The 2-2 from Duffy. Up and away, Ramirez spit on it. Full count. Lynchburg trying to score before the sixth inning for the first time in several ball games. It's been since game one of this series that they picked up a run before the bullpen came into action for Salem. The payoff pitch, Ramirez fights it into the screen. We'll try again. Benjamin makes a nice leaping grab. Duffy, the right-hander, pauses and fires. Down low, ball four. And Ramirez draws a walk. Good at-bat for Rafael Ramirez Jr. That's how you know he's just seeing the ball better. When he's able to lay off pitches like that and work the walk, he'll take it. Juan Benjamin will step in. He's riding a five-game hitting streak. He was a late addition to tonight's lineup. First pitch swinging on a breaking ball, strike one. Benjamin replacing Luis Durango in the lineup. Benjamin the designated hitter, as the Hillcats had to flex a few guys around. The 0-1 missing in tight. One ball, one strike. Durango left BP and was scratched from the lineup. Runners on first and second, two down. Scoreless ball game, bottom of the first inning. Benjamin right into center field, but Tucker in perfect position to end the frame. The Hillcats threaten. They do not score. We head to the bottom, the top of the second here in Lynchburg on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
Alex Clemmie, the left-hander, back out for another inning of work. As Clemmie worked 1-2-3 through the first inning, but it took a line-out double play to wrap up the frame. What a play by Lexer Sadui, only making his second appearance at first base. And sometimes it's all reflexes. He just stuck his glove up and snagged it and stepped on the first base bag to end the inning. Keep this a scoreless ball game as we head to the second inning. It'll be 4-5 and 6. Encarnacion, Lugo, and Feliz. The 3-2 up for Salem. Fraley Encarnacion on the season. He's one of Salem's better hitters. 262 for his batting average. 2 home runs, 7 RBIs. As the first pitch to him, chopped foul the other way. First strike one. Encarnacion, that's from the right-hand side. It's originally from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. He was signed as an international free agent in 2022. The 0-1, an awkward swing on a breaking ball from Clemmie, strike two. Clemmie's looking confident here in the early going. Something you like to see if you're a Hillcats fan. And it's been the staple of the way he's gone about ball games over the last month or two. He just starts strong. Really all season, the first three innings were a cakewalk for the lefty. The 0-2 fouled into the netting, and Encarnacion will stay alive. But after that first trip through the order, at least in the month of April, teams began to pick up whatever Clemmie was doing. Partially because he would really start to lose his command. The 0-2, good breaking ball. Encarnacion swings through it for out number one. Andy Lugo will step in a scoreless ball game, top of the second inning. Lugo, he's also batting 262, 21 RBIs. Doesn't have any home runs, but he leads the Carolina League in doubles with 23. It's been a doubles machine for a guy that isn't necessarily an everyday lineup guy, but has a pretty solid bat. So that's fouled away toward right field. They've yet to find a perfect position for Lugo. And so we've seen him play everywhere from left field to right field to third base to first base this season. The 0-1 breaking ball misses off the outside corner. One ball, one strike. And because of all the switching, Lugo has racked up quite a few errors this season, especially against Lynchburg. He's had some tough games. The 1-1. He pops this up. Third base side, Ramirez gives it a look toward the wall, and he'll watch it land two rows back. A nice grab by a fan gets the ovation of the home crowd. So 1-2 on Lugo. But this series, especially the past couple of ball games, Lugo has been nightmarish at the plate for Lynchburg. Two nights ago, he had two RBIs and two doubles. And yesterday, two singles in the ballgame. The 1-2, he strikes him out. Lugo swung at one on top of his toes. Another good breaking ball from the left-hander for out number two. I'm going to bring up Albert Feliz. Feliz batting .142. But his OPS is .515. Well, how you might ask? Well, he's got eight home runs. He also had a double in last night's ballgame that just missed being home run number nine. It ricocheted about 3 feet away from the top of the wall in left field. As he takes a first pitch fastball outside for ball one, still scoreless, top of the second inning. Feliz, he doesn't make a ton of barreled contact. As the breaking ball misses wide, 2-0. But when he barrels it up, the ball just soars. Even ask people around Salem. They'll tell you, when he makes contact and squares it up, it goes a long way. It's just few and far between. He takes a strike on a breaking ball again, 2-1. Fleming trying to work 1-2-3 for the second inning in a row. Got two strikeouts in the frame, three on the day. The left-hander rocks, kicks, and delivers. All the way to the backstop, 3-1. But Feliz, he's had a pretty solid series this week against the Hillcats. We mentioned the home run a couple nights ago and the double yesterday. His double yesterday ended up being a decisive run in the seventh as he would work his way around. At 3-1, he went fishing. Full count. Scoreless ball game, top of the second inning. Infield shifted toward third base for the right-handed hitting Feliz. The 3-2 from Clemmie. Check swing, they appeal. It's a late signal, and now they'll say he did not go around. Clemmie in disbelief. Already some chirping with the umpire crew. As Feliz draws the walk for Daniel McIlvaney. These umpires have not been the favorites of either manager, Jordan Smith or Liam Carroll. Each have expressed their displeasure with this umpiring crew. Liam Carroll was actually ejected in Monday's ball game after arguing a hit-by-pitch. Left-hander has it checked right at the plate. First strike, one. Carroll then would go on to put on a full show. He made his way to home plate and made sure the umpires knew how difficult of a call it was for the field umpire to overrule the home plate umpire. It's fouled away. Strike two. And when Carroll made his way back to the tandem of umpires, they gave him the old heave-ho to the showers. Here's the two-strike pitch from Clemmie. He got him. Three strikeouts in the frame for Alex Clemmie. As the walk does not hurt him, we remain scoreless, heading to the bottom of the second inning here in Lynchburg on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org. Or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball.
Hey fans, are you looking to disconnect and enjoy a perfect getaway? Well, let me introduce you to Crabtree Falls Campground. With campsites right on the river, four rustic cabins, and bathrooms with hot water, Crabtree Falls Campground is your place to stay this summer. Located just an hour drive from Lynchburg, Crabtree Falls Campground is just a half-mile hike away from the tallest waterfall east of the Mississippi. Visit www.crabtreefallscampground.com or call them at 540-377-2066 to book your stay.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Bottom second, scoreless here in Lynchburg. Fans, if you haven't been out to the ballpark yet, I encourage you to do so tomorrow night, Star Wars night, here at Bank of the James Stadium. And not to mention a fireworks show after the game. Our second of the week. No fireworks tonight due to the city of Lynchburg having their fireworks downtown. The Hillcats putting on an outstanding fireworks show last night for the 4th of July. Getting the night off tonight. We're back at it again tomorrow. You can get your tickets for that game. They're going fast. Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Here's Manuel Mejias. He takes downstairs for ball one. He was ejected at the conclusion of yesterday's ball game after spiking his helmet in front of Zach Hovick, the home plate umpire, yesterday. He lines that into left center field. Going to be a long run for Taylor. He won't get there, and it gets past him. Cut off by Tucker before the wall. He'll get it to the cutoff. Mejia slides in just before the tag for a leadoff double. So Mejia gives Lynchburg their second straight leadoff base runner. And for the second inning in a row, Hillcats have a runner in scoring position as Lexer Sidhui will take his cuts. Sidhui, he seems to be the odd man out in the outfield at this point in time, which is why he's getting moved to first base as the backup to Ralphie Velasquez. Step missed upstairs for ball one, still scoreless. Bottom of the second inning. Ralphie Velasquez is making the transition from first base to the outfield just because there's a stockpile of first basemen in the organization. Slider wraps around the corner, one ball, one strike. A year ago, this point in time, there was not any highly touted first base products in the Guardians organization as it's tipped out the plate, one and two. John Kenzie Noel, who has shown some pop at the major league level this season, was probably the biggest name at that position. But then the Guardians went out and they drafted C.J. Cephas from the University of Miami. As the 1-2 misses out wide, 2-2, drafted Ralphie Velasquez, who entered the draft as a catcher, and the initial reaction was they were going to transition him to first base. And then they traded for Kyle Manzardo. The 2-2 misses high, full count, who they acquired, or Aaron Civale, with the Tampa Bay Rays. And immediately the depth at first base became an issue as that gets fouled back by Sidhui. It remains a full count. Runner on second, nobody out. Bottom of the second inning, scoreless ball game here in Lynchburg. And so a position that they thought Ralphie Velasquez could have an easy opening to the major league level. The payoff pitch is lined into right field. Not very deep. Lugo will settle underneath it. And there's one away. As in steps Kevin Rivas. But going back to Velasquez, they thought it was going to be an easy trek up the line. And obviously, you have a guy like Josh Naylor at the major league level, who has quite the bat as well. And is an outstanding and underrated defensive first baseman. But they thought relatively it would be easy for Velasquez. But then C.J. Cephas came to life. They acquired Manzardo as the first pitch to Rivas. It's a called strike, 0-1. And now they have to transition Velasquez to the outfield in order to be able to move him up. Because right now there's no path forward. Even Mike Collado, who's the first baseman at Lake County right now, he's hitting pretty well. He's hitting about 260, just a few ticks below where Ralphie Velasquez is at. The 0-1, Rivas swings underneath it for strike two. That means the Hillcats were left without a natural first baseman, and they had been using Juan Benjamin, but with Angel Hanau getting called up, he's been flexed to go back to his more natural position of second base. That's the two-strike pitch. It's popped up. Shallow right field, going to be a long run for De Leon. He'll give way to the right fielder Lugo, who gloves it for out number two, which will bring up Fran Aldui, the number nine hole hitter for Lynchburg. So with Benjamin flexing back to second after being the backup first baseman all season, that left a hole because you need to give Ralphie at least one game off a week. So that responsibility fell to Lexer Sadui. So his second start this week at the first base bag, as Aldui fouls it back for strike one. And already an impressive play at first. But here we are, bottom of the second inning, scoreless ball game. Mejias after the leadoff double. He's been stuck there. Rounder over toward first. Backhanded play by Feliz. It'll be a race to the bag. Aldui slides, and they got him. Aldui can't believe it. He went head first into first base. But Duffy beat him to the bag in a foot race. And the inning comes to a close for the second straight inning. The Hillcats leave a runner stranded in scoring position. We head to the third here on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Wondering how to buy tickets to minor league baseball games? Look no further than the Bally Live app. Download Bally Live today and you can buy tickets to your favorite minor league baseball games and watch in person. Can't make it to the ballpark? We got you. Watch every minor league baseball game for free on the Bally Live app all season long. Pick your favorite team, track stats, chat with friends, and earn rewards in the Game Center. Download Bally Live from the app or Play Store today.
The Battle of 460 returns as the Lynchburg Hillcats face off against the Salem Red Sox July 1st through the 6th at Bank of the James Stadium. Join us for Independence Day celebration on Thursday with the biggest fireworks show in the Hill City. This year, we'll be honoring the historic Bedford boys with specialty jerseys. Come back again on Friday as we give away a Hillcats patriotic cap. Then on Saturday, we'll turn our attention to a galaxy far, far away with the Revenge of the Sixth. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You're listening to the 30th anniversary season of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Top of the third inning, Alex Clemmie remains out there for another inning of work, and Clemmie has looked quite sharp for the first two frames. He's walked two, but four strikeouts have kept pace with his typical ratio. It's about 2-1 in terms of strikeouts to walks, at least over the last 2 months. Not necessarily in April. The last 2 months, it's been about a 2-1 ratio for Alex Clemmie. Framie De Leon will lead things off for Salem. De Leon batting 205, no home runs, 12 RBIs, an OPS of 551. Clemmie, the left-hander, rocks, kicks, and delivers as he fouls it right back into the screen for strike one. Lynchburg has had a runner in scoring position in each of the first two innings. They've yet to be able to capitalize off of Matt Duffy. The 0-1. Breaking ball misses below the knees. One ball, one strike. Left-hander goes breaking ball again. Two balls and a strike. He works fastball, slider, changeup, does the lefty. And it's easy to forget when you're looking at Alex Clemmie and his recent success. As it's 2-2 as De Leon fights it off into the netting. That Clemmie is still about 4 years younger than his competition here at the Carolina League level. 3.7, according to Baseball Reference, in terms of years. He turns 19 in about 2 weeks. The 2-2 is rolled over toward third. Ramirez will go across the diamond and fires it wide to Saduhi, as that will allow De Leon to move into scoring position. That's the first error on the night. Allows Salem, their first runner, in scoring position. Stanley Tucker will step in. And that's an area that Lynchburg has struggled with this series. They have committed quite a few errors. And for all of the success that the lineup has had, it's been the errors that have cost them the most, have really kept them from winning a couple of ball games. First pitch in the zone for strike one. In fact, 2 nights ago, the Hillcats committed 5 errors. And there may have been one or two more mixed in there. Had runners been able to advance. The 0-1 has topped up the first baseline, but it'll stay foul for strike two. And it was this exact middle infield that did the Hillcats in. It was Rivas at second, Aldui at short. Pastrana was at third that night. The same night, actually, that Velasquez made his outfield debut. The two-strike pitch from Clemmie fouled back to the screen. So Saduhi was also at first that night when they committed the 5 errors. But it was the middle infield that committed pretty much all of them. Yesterday, the Hillcats were bit by an error as well in a rundown. Two-strike pitch to Tucker. He got him. Took some extra effort, but Tucker swings through it for out number one. As Nizan Zanatello will step in. The rundown yesterday, Pastrano was at third and Velasquez was at first. Velasquez fielded a ground ball at the infield, pulled in. There were runners on second and third. Velasquez stepped on the bag at first while looking the runner back. The runner from second took off to third, and so there were two guys standing on third base. So Velasquez wisely threw it across the diamond as Zanatello takes down and away for ball one. The runner on third broke for home. Pastrano chased him down the line, and instead of flipping it to the catcher early enough, he waited until he was about 7-8 feet away and then tried an overhand toss. I mean, he just could not grab. The runner fakes for third. It swung on and missed, 1-1. The throw went high. Mejias trying to glove it, but it popped in and out and allowed a runner to score for Salem, which, in a game that finished 5-4, you can look back and say, well, that is a crucial error. At the time, it was like, well, this is frustrating. So that missed downstairs, 2-1. But now, knowing how the game ended, you can look on it with a bit more frustration, because that played a factor, a major factor, in for why the Hillcats lost. Clemmie sets and spins and throws it into center field. The runner breaks for third. Hawk will come up firing, and it'll be cut off by the shortstop. So the second error of the inning moves De Leon down to third. This one, though, on Alex Clemmie. The infield will be pulled in with a 2-1 count on Zanatello. Salem with a golden RBI opportunity as the slider misses in tight, 3-1. They're trying to do the thing the Hillcats could not and pick up the base hit with the runner in scoring position. Twice Lynchburg has had a runner at second, and twice they've come away empty-handed. The 3-1. Fastball got him. 3-2. Zanatello thought it was ball four. But oddly enough, he made his motion toward the Salem dugout. It's a good fastball right at the knees, and Zanatello was frozen by it. 95 for Clemmie. Here's the payoff. Check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did. Six strikeouts for Clemmie. As he's getting close to his season high and professional career high. That would be eight. He's done it twice. Once against Salem and once against Augusta. Both here at Bank of the James Stadium. And he's only at 43 pitches. Runner still at third, and Brandon chases one in the dirt. He walked in his first plate appearance. He looked overmatched yesterday against Dylan DeLucia, who was making his Carolina League debut. The 0-1 fouled back to the screen, strike two. Brandon grounded out twice against him. But he was fooled by a couple of sliders from the right-hander, and those sliders look good. Here's the two-strike pitch from Clemmie trying to get out of the inning. He did it! A backdoor breaking ball freezes Brandon, and the Hillcats get out of the jam. The runner left stranded at third. That's seven strikeouts through three innings for Alex Clemmie as we step aside on the Lynchburg Hillcats radio network.
Lynchburg Hillcats are ready for a summer of fun with a fresh slate of weekly promotions for you and your family to enjoy. Every Tuesday, get a free ticket to the next Tuesday home game as part of our Two for Tuesday promotion. Wednesday is Weenie Wednesday with hot dog deals each week, and Thursday will bring back our traditional Thirsty Thursday with drink specials all night long. On Friday, join us for Freebie Friday for a new giveaway each week. We'll have fireworks every Saturday night, and kids can eat free each Sunday during the season. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
Matt Duffy out for his third inning of work. Boy, Alex Clemmie working out of a jam in the last inning. Two errors put Framy De Leon at third base with only one out. Actually, yeah, it was with one out. And Clemmie struck out the next two batters. He's got seven strikeouts through three innings of work. So Clemmie looking sharp as Tommy Hawk will step in. He grounds it over toward first, scooped by Feliz, and there's one away. It's quite clear Tommy Hawk has won over the Lynchburg crowd after the way last night's ball game ended. Hillcats got a standing ovation from the outstanding 4th of July crowd. After the crowd determined that the call did not go in their favor and they were robbed of a victory, even the city of Lynchburg mayor, Stephanie Reed, got in on it, posting to Facebook that the Hillcats were robbed. It's ball one to Wilfredo Antunez. Just waiting for the declaration of no umpire day in the city of Lynchburg. 2-0. That's a holiday that I think both Lynchburg and Salem would get behind after the way they felt this series is gone. The 2-0 from the right-hander. Chopped foul, 2-1. But what are you going to do? Umpires are a necessary part of baseball, and it's the human error, an element I would argue makes baseball so great. Fouled back to the screen by Antunez. Now, that's not to say we shouldn't install a system like ABS. As Antunez rolls over on it, there's two away. But I do think that there's some charm, if that's the right word, in the human error and human element. So, as frustrating as umpires can be at times, I'm not the one who's going to say we need robot umpires, because I think that there is something to the human element. Slider from Duffy catches the zone for strike one to Esteban Gonzalez. Still scoreless bottom of the third inning. Missing low, one ball, one strike. We'll see what Major League Baseball decides to do. ABS will probably be installed all across professional baseball, maybe even as soon as next year at the Major League level. As the 1-1. Missing in tight. Two balls and a strike. It's why the umpires at the single A level are rotating between leagues so that they can all experience ABS, which is in the Florida League. Downstairs, three balls and a strike. So it's important for them to be comfortable as they attempt to make their trek through minor league baseball to get to the professional ranks. The 3-1. As Gonzalez fights it off foul, full count. But I hope we don't get to robot umpiring in the extent of they are doing all of the decision making. You got to have some human element. Payoff pitch popped up third base side, and it'll be overran by Encarnacion. He had it the entire way, and it drops harmlessly to the warning track. Not sure what happened, if he lost it for a second, but he overran it and could not readjust. There's still a full count on Gonzalez. The right-handed Duffy has it driven to deep center field. Tucker, though, will backpedal, turn, can't make the play. He misread it. Gonzalez, he's hustling around second, but will throw on the brakes with a two-out double. Salem has taken some interesting routes in the outfield. That one, Tucker, he thought all he had to do was backpedal, and then it looked like a cornerback doing drills in OTAs where you twist your hips and backpedal. That's what Tucker was doing all the way to the warning track, and at that point in time, he had to leap and could not make the grab. Rafael Ramirez Jr. So the third straight inning, Lynchburg has a runner in scoring position. Strike one to Ramirez. This time, though, with two outs. So see if Lynchburg can capitalize on it. Duffy has it popped up and out of play for strike two. Lynchburg, as a team with runners in scoring position, are batting 285 on the year. as the two-strike pitch from the right-hander as it popped up and out of play again. But with two outs, that number significantly declines to 216, which is where we find ourselves right now. Angel Hanau and Jason Chirio, far and away the best with two outs. Angel Hanau had a 3.64 ERA before being called up to Lake County. Chirio, 4.09. The two-strike pitch misses low to Ramirez, 1-2. And the hard part, when you look at the average for the Hillcats with runners in scoring position, it's been a lot of singles. Not many extra base hits. So guys move up 90 feet. Half-hearted attempt by Ramirez, and the inning is over. We've played three here in Lynchburg on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
You've probably heard the old saying, the best things in life are free. But do you believe it? The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make sure you and your kids do. Sign your kids up for Southpaw's Free Kids Club and experience the best free activity your money can't buy. All Kids Club members receive complimentary tickets to five designated Kids Club games, Virginia 529 Fun Zone passes for the whole season, and exclusive autograph sessions with players. Kids 12 and under can sign up at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to activate their Kids Club membership today.
It's time for a quick check of the Carolina League scoreboard. Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's Jason Prill.
Top of the fourth inning, scoreless here at Bank of the James Stadium. Let's take a look across the Carolina League. Lynchburg getting a late start tonight due to the weather in the area. Down East currently leads Carolina 5-1, top of the sixth inning. That's a series that the Hillcats should probably be keeping their eyes on, though it's a little early to be scoreboard watching. Fredericksburg, they have just torn into Delmarva. In the bottom of the fifth inning, the Nationals lead 3-0. They're looking at a sweep. Hillcats are trying to keep pace with the Nationals for first place. Delmarva came into the week leading the Carolina League. Fredericksburg has gone right up there and swept them. Augusta leads 1-0 over Columbia in the bottom of the fifth inning. Kannapolis up 4-2 over Fayetteville in the top of five. And finally, Charleston trails Myrtle Beach at home 2-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning. As Nellie Taylor takes the ball down and in. Clemmie with seven strikeouts so far, one off of his season high. Left-hander misses upstairs, two balls and no strikes. He still has yet to make his 50th pitch of the ballgame either. And with that many strikeouts, that shows just how effective he's been. The 2-0, that's in there. He's done a good job of not getting too deep into counts. As he misses low, 3-1. He does have two walks. He's given up a base runner in every inning, though. You could argue that last inning he shouldn't have given up a base runner apart from the air. It's 3-1 on Nellie Taylor. The southpaw deals and gets a strike called on the corner at 93. The payoff pitch from Alex Clemmie. Topped right at home plate. Taylor stays alive. Taylor lined into the double play that ended the first inning. He squared it up, but it went straight to Lexer Sadui, who was playing about even with the bag. Yesterday, Taylor had a double and an RBI. Three-two from Clemmie. Tipped. Taylor just got a piece of a slider. And we'll keep going. So right after I said Clemmie has dodged the long AB, here he is in a long at-bat with Nellie Taylor. It's the announcer's jinx. It always comes true. Here's the 3-2. Popped him up. Right at home plate. Mejias following it. Clemmie following it. And it'll be Mejias who makes the grab. For out number one. We saw a pitcher try to make a play like that yesterday up the third baseline. Steven Perez went charging after a ball. He thought he was the only guy who saw it. The only problem was Jose Pastrano saw it too. He was just playing over. And he went into a slide and just took out Steven Perez. It was a scary collision for a moment as that missed low to Encarnacion for ball one. Thankfully, everybody was okay. Perez hopped up right away. Pastrano, no harm, no foul. Topper towards second. Rivas, an in-between hop, will flip on to first. Two away. Zandy Lugo 0 for 1. The strikeout will step in.
Number 5, Andy Lugo.
You love the aggression from the pitchers, but that's the last thing you want to see. If you're the Hillcats or the Guardians, is your pitcher get slide tackled by your third baseman because he's trying to reel in a pop-up. Lugo takes inside for ball one at 94. I mean, that could have been devastating. And Perez has been one of the best bullpen arms, if not the best bullpen arm for Lynchburg this season. Missed inside 2-0, at least the most consistent. And Matt Jasek, before he was called up, was one of the best. Perez, he's been outstanding at 2.23 ERA. 2-0 from Alex Clemmie. He goes bender, misses wide, 3-0. Nobody aboard, two away, top of the fourth inning here in Lynchburg. Clemmie fires it right on the edge, 3-1. Sun beginning to set here at Bank of the James Stadium. Clemmie into his motion, working quickly on the 3-1, gets the strike call. Lugo in disbelief, full count. Last night we saw arguably the best sunset I've ever seen at Bank of the James Stadium. Tonight's is shaping up quite nicely as well. It's more of an orange glow than a reddish glow. The payoff to Lugo. Breaking ball grounded toward third, just foul by a couple inches. Larry Pettis right on the line to make the play. So we'll try it again. And I say this every year when we play Salem because Red Sox fans and others across the Carolina League believe that they have the best view in the Carolina League. Bank of the James Stadium would like to have a word. Blue Ridge Mountains in the distance, the sun setting behind him. The 3-2 lined into right field. Antunez, a chest-high grab, ends the inning. 1-2-3 frame for Clemmie. No strikeouts, though. He's stuck at 7. We head to the bottom half of the fourth inning here in Lynchburg on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Hey, Hillcats fans. Has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just 3 easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
Are you a fan of fireworks or collecting sports memorabilia? Or maybe instead of the bar, you want to spend your nights at the ballpark. Whatever your passion, the Lynchburg Hillcats have a mini plan package for you. Make sure to secure your tickets for every Thirsty Thursday, Freebie Friday, or fireworks show Saturday with one of our dated mini plans. Craving more baseball? Sign up for our 30-game mini plan. Not sure what games you want to go to? The Hillcats offer undated mini plans as well. For more information and to purchase your 2024 mini plan, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium for the middle innings, here's Connor Young.
Jason Prill here with you tonight as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Salem and Lynchburg still scoreless. Both Matt Duffy and Alex Clemmie have pitched gems. Clemmie with seven strikeouts through four innings of work. Duffy, he's had to work out of some trouble in every inning. Hillcats have had a runner in scoring position in every frame, but nothing to show for it. Juan Benjamin, 0 for 1 on the day. He flew out to center field in his first plate appearance. Off the inside part of the barrel. And that'll float into center and drops in between Tucker and Lugo. Couldn't have placed it any better for Benjamin as he moves his hitting streak to six. Manuel Mejias, who doubled in his last trip. Mejias was outstanding to start the year at the dish. Throw over Benjamin back with a dive. He was hitting well above 300 for the first month or so, but then just fell off the map. And it wasn't like he got hurt or was dealing with non-everyday playing time. Benjamin fakes towards second. It's called a strike, 0-2. 0-1. He just stopped hitting. Thankfully, Robert Lopez was able to pick up the slack from the catcher position. But now they're hoping for Mejias to turn the corner again. Another throw over. Benjamin back with a dive. For a while, Mejias was near the top of the Carolina League in OPS. And on base percentage. Now he's not in the top 10 of either. Strike two as Mejias fouls it away. It's been a sharp decline for the Hillcats catcher. They're hoping he can return to form. He was touted as having a great bat. That's a two-strike pitch from Duffy. Benjamin takes off. It's lined into right field. Lugo, a late jump. He makes the foot-high grab in the throw to first, and they doubled him up. Benjamin took off too early. He tried to get back as quickly as possible, but Mejias lines into a 9-3 double play. That'll clear the bases for Lexer Sadui. So two down now. Scoreless ball game. Lynchburg out hitting Salem 4-0. As the right-handed Duffy misses low, but Sadui offered on the bunt for strike one. Now the sky has an orange glow associated to it. All beyond the left field wall. Another beautiful sunset. It's hard to get used to sunsets like this. The 0-1 grounder over towards second, De Leon. Sidearm flip ends the inning. 1-2-3 go the Hillcats in the fourth inning. First time they didn't have a runner in scoring position. We head to the fifth on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit CommonwealthGames.org.
Tonight's broadcast is directed and produced by Virch. Virch elevates your broadcast by supplementing your production staff with experienced switchers and operators. The graphics you're seeing on our broadcast tonight are powered by Virch's all-new graphics engine, offering advanced stats and personalized graphics on a budget. Visit www.virch.co to give your fans the next-gen viewing experience.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Alex Clemmie, his day is done. He pitched a gem. It's too bad that the Hillcats couldn't give him any run support. Four innings for Clemmie. No hits, no runs, two walks, and seven strikeouts, one off of his season high. As Kendeglis Virguez will be the new pitcher for Lynchburg. Virguez making his third appearance. He's gone 4 1/3, four strikeouts, three hits, no runs allowed. He got called up from the Arizona Complex League just a week or so ago and has pitched quite well as the right-hander. Virguez, 6'2", 160, from Barquisimeto, Venezuela. Was born May the 6th of 2004, signed as an international free agent in 2022, and he's got an electric arm. Can get up to 98-99. He fires it at 97 inside for ball one. He's only 20 years old. He can still develop a few more miles per hour. As he breaks off a slider, ball two. Virguez is going to be fun to watch. Only a fastball slider combo. The 2-0 topped foul. 2-1. This is the first look that we get at Virguez at home. Virguez went 1-3 with a 3.80 ERA in the Arizona Complex League. The 2-0 chopped toward third. Well behind the bag, and Rafael Ramirez couldn't make the play around first, and going to second is Feliz. As an awkward play by Ramirez puts Feliz in scoring position. He just got crossed up. He kept drifting farther and farther behind the third base bag. And got eaten up by the hop. Daniel McIlvaney will step in. Virguez checks second and delivers. Breaking ball, a slider that misses up and in, ball one. Only the second time tonight that Salem has had a runner in scoring position. Ironically, both have come with nobody out. Top of the fifth inning, scoreless ball game. That's the first hit for Salem. That's into center field, charging on it as Hawk. He'll dive and make the grab. Nice play by Tommy Hawk in center field. One away. That'll hold Feliz at second. It's Framy De Leon. We'll take his cuts. Virguez. Has it topped right out the plate by De Leon. De Leon reached on an error. It was a throwing error by Ramirez at third. It's been hard to get base runners for either ball club tonight. Lynchburg has four hits. Nothing to show for it. In there for a strike, 0-2. Neither team has really been able to get their bats going all too much this series. Two nights ago, Salem had a good showing. but it's been tough sledding at times for both ball clubs. Verghese ahead in the count, 0-2 on De Leon. He fires. Missing down and away, one ball, two strikes. We're inching closer to the start of Lynchburg's fireworks show. But now rain is beginning to fall out in right field here at Bank of the James Stadium. It's not a heavy rain, just a light rain. The 1-2. Got him. Took something off of it at 84 on a slider. And De Leon retired for out number two as Stanley Tucker will try to drive home the go-ahead run here in the fifth. Nobody's even moving for cover yet as the rain makes its way toward the infield. All the fans staying put, maybe enjoying a nice little cool-off. And it's still in the mid-80s and high humidity. Missing in tight at 97 was Verghese for ball one. Lynchburg over the last month had 0.04 inches of rain. Big swing and a miss, one ball, one strike, which classified as a severe drought for the area. They call it Drenchburg for a reason. It's so used to rain, but right now everything is dead. It's the rain now picking up. Fans beginning to make their moves. The 1-1. Liner over toward third into left field. They're going to wave the runner around from third. He's going to try to score. The throw comes home from Gonzalez. It's up the line. And Salem takes a 1-0 lead. And an RBI single by Stanley Tucker. They did rule Feliz's base hit a double and not an error. So that will be an earned run on Verghese. As Nazan Zanatello, 0-2 on the day. Fans heading for cover. And it's just kind of dumping straight down. No real wind blowing in either direction. Up the middle, behind the bag, it'll be Rivas. He'll step on second. And the inning is over. But Salem takes the 1-0 lead as we step aside here on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. 1-0. We return to Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required, and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first.
We get it. Finding activities for groups can be difficult. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make your life easier with our special group outings packages. No matter your group, spend the night out at the ballpark enjoying baseball with your favorite people. All group ticket packages come with discounted tickets, a PA and video board welcome, and the possibility for first pitches and on-field activities. Want to make the night extra special? Sign up for a group picnic and let the Hillcats take care of the details. For more information on groups or picnics, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium for the middle innings, here's Connor Young.
Rain has picked up at Bank of the James Stadium, and grounds crew has made its way to the tarp. This is not a completed game, though Salem leads it 1-0. That's why, really. Lynchburg would either prefer this game to get stopped right here
as that would not be a completed game or to score one run or more, as Kevin Rivas takes a called strike 0-1. If Lynchburg were to be leading, this would be a completed game, and they'd be praying that the tarp comes out. And Matt Duffy, a bit discombobulated by the weather, calls out McIlvaney for a meeting. Rivas, he's listed as a catcher on the roster, but he can really play anywhere in the infield. He's playing second base tonight. He's also played first once this week. As the 0-1 swung on and missed for strike two. Duffy, he's pitched a gem so far. As the two-strike pitch rings him up. Rivas goes down looking. For up number one is Fran Aldewey. Will take his cuts. Aldewey 0-for-1. He grounded out to second in his first plate appearance. Lynchburg trailing it 1-0. Bottom of the fifth inning. Wind now blowing out to straightaway center field. But not very sharply. So that misses out wide for ball one. When Aldewey was assigned to Lynchburg, that was really when he began to realize that Angel Hanau's time here might be coming to a close. That finds the zone 1-1. Signaled the end before Hanau got called up. That's a line drive into left field, but it hangs up long enough for Taylor. Two down. As Tommy Hawk will dig in. Hawk, 1-for-2. We wondered how he would respond after yesterday. And that photo finish, per se, at home plate. First pitch misses out wide from Duffy. This is going to be his third trip through the order. They're going to leave Duffy out there. He's only made 62 pitches. As it's fought off into the screen, 1-1. Duffy typically gets around 80 on a good night. He's gone five innings three times. Is that missed up and away? Two balls and a strike. Duffy leans in. Now he fires. And it's fought off into the netting, 2-2. So we'll probably see Duffy go maybe one more inning before Salem decides to go to their pen. With the rain coming down, they may try to go strictly with Duffy for as long as possible. Hawk fights it off to keep the inning going. Last thing Salem wants to do is burn an arm if it's just going to get rained out. Because if they bring a guy out for the next inning, it means they probably can't use him for another couple days. Big swing and a miss, and Hawk goes down. 1-2-3, fifth. Duffy continues to cruise. Salem leads it 1-0 right here on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network as we head to the sixth.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
How do you like to spend your summer nights? At the beach or at the ballpark? Why not both? Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at the DeMarva Shorebirds visit July 9th through the 14th. On Friday, the Limonadas de Hill City will return with a limited edition Limonadas-themed Hawaiian shirt. Still not beachy enough for you? Saturday will be a celebration of good times and good vibes with our annual Margaritaville night. Following the game, we'll let our cares blast away with a fireworks show. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Hillcats baseball is in full swing. It's time for a quick game recap on the Lynchburg Hillcats radio network. Here's Jason Prill.
Not much to recap at this point in time, other than the one run that Salem was able to scratch across in the top of the fifth inning. Albert Feliz led off the frame with a double, and then Stanley Tucker with two down would poke a single into left field. The throw from Gonzalez would be offline, and Feliz would break the tie by touching home as Salem leads it 1-0. Rain continues to fall as Brandon chases a slider down and away, ball one. This is now a completed ball game. And I can confirm Tarp Crew is down by the tarp as Brandon fouls it away, strike two. They've already pulled the tarp a couple times today. We began the night in an hour-long rain delay. Similarly to last night, which was about an hour and 7 minutes of a rain delay for the 4th of July. The two-strike pitch from Verghese just missed off the outside edge. Another slider. 1-2. Nobody aboard. Top of the 6th inning. Verghese kicks and delivers. Got him. Second strikeout for the right-hander. That'll bring up Nellie Taylor. Continuing with the game recap, Alex Clemmie pitched a gem. 4 innings, no hits, no runs, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts. The only run is attributed to Verghese. And Matt Duffy, he has been excellent. Lynchburg has threatened a couple times. 3 times tonight they've had a runner in scoring position as Taylor takes a ball. By each of those times, Lynchburg has walked away empty-handed. Duffy has eliminated all the damage. Missing wide, 2 balls and no strikes to Taylor. Taylor, 0-for-2. He lined into a double play in his first plate appearance. With the rain coming in, we needed a quicker game. Swing and a miss, 2-1. It continues to pick up. There's still some fans out from beyond the overhang. That's 3-1. Some of them have popped their umbrellas. A few are risking it all and just sitting there. More power to you. I'd be finding cover. The 3-1 from Verghese is popped up and out of play. Into the seats above me. The wind is kind of blowing in from behind home plate. Kind of from behind third base, too. So anyone on the third base line might be okay. As Verghese slipped off the mound for ball four. That's not what you want to see. Maybe the mound starting to get a little bit slick for the plant foot. With the rain picking up. That's Fraley Encarnacion. 0-for-2 steps in. They throw over toward first and nothing doing. They almost got Tucker leaning. They've caught him a couple times, Salem that is, this week, including on some snap throws from home plate. Twice they've retired a base runner on snap throws from the catcher. Verghese kicks and fires inside, ball one. 96 on the radar gun from the right-hander. Once again, Lynchburg's lineup unable to do anything before the 6th inning. Verghese finds the zone for strike one. Well inside, two balls and a strike. There's just a big sell right on top of Lynchburg right now in terms of weather. It's in the green right now, but there's yellow right behind it. No red to speak of, which is good. A throw over, a slap the tag, nothing doing. Two step-offs have been utilized. This field, and really the whole area, can use the rain. But you would have preferred for it to have happened earlier in the day. The 2-1 inside again, ball three, and Verghese seems to be a bit flustered by the slickness of the baseball. As he reaches down and rubs some dirt on his right hand. Runner on first, one away, the 3-1 pitch from Verghese. Runner holds, and it's lined into right field. Charging in on it is Antunez. He won't get there as it lands in front of him. So into second goes Taylor. Encarnacion with the single, and Andy Lugo, the Carolina League leader in doubles at the dish. Lugo 0-2. He struck out and lined out in his two plate appearances. Verghese would love a ground out. Misses down and away. Ball one with a fastball. He just grip locked it. It's a good job by Mejias to not let that get past him. Rain picking up even more as Tony Arnold goes out to have a word with Verghese. And maybe slow things down and see if the rain picks up any more that the umpires are forced to make a decision. It's not really coming down that hard. It's just consistent. And it's definitely picking up. There's been no condensation buildup on the ground, which is what you look for when determining whether or not a game is safe to continue. Look at the field condition, whether or not there are puddles starting to form anywhere. Right now, that's not the case. But at this rate, if it continues at this level, eventually you'll probably have to do some maintenance. We're back to action. As Arnold had his say with Verghese. Runners on first and second. One down. Top of the sixth inning. 1-0 lead for Salem. Verghese a check of second. Now he fires. Line drive into right field. In on it is Antunez. He makes the grab. Back to second. And it gets away. They had him dead to rights. And the one hopper. There are two guys covering the bag for the Hillcats. And neither one could snag it. Revis had it right over his glove. That would have ended the inning, but it gives Salem a little bit more life. Two down for Albert Feliz, who already has a double today. He doubled down the left field line on a ball that ate up Ramirez. The right-hander gets a big swing and a miss for strike one. Verghese had not allowed a run all season coming into today, but he has allowed one already. And Salem threatening for more here in the top of the sixth inning. The 0-1 from the righty. Got him to chase. Another slider, strike two. We'll see now if he sets him up with a fastball. He's gone off speed twice in a row. I'm Feliz. I'd probably still be sitting on the fastball. Here's the two-strike pitch. He went back to it, and this time Feliz spit on it. One ball, two strikes as he stays alive. It's a good pitch right on the corner. Tough to lay off. Good job by Feliz. Two aboard, two away. Top of the sixth. Verghese checks second. He delivers a fastball that's golfed. Deep left center field, and that ball is gone. Feliz with the second home run of the series, his ninth of the season, an absolute mammoth no-doubt blast over the left center field wall, and it's a 4-0 Salem lead here in the sixth. He got a fastball to his liking, and he did damage. He was waiting on it. You could tell that's what he went up to the plate looking for. He blows this game open in favor of Salem. In there for a strike to McIlvaney. The Hillcats will have a lot of work to do in the sixth. They trail 4-0. McIlvaney down in the count, strike two. They were down this many yesterday at this part of the ball game. And they almost came back and tied things up. But it is hard to consistently play from behind. It's felt like that's what Lynchburg's had to do all week. The 0-2, a flare shot into left field. Gonzalez charging in. He battles the rain, makes the grab, and the inning is over. But Salem extends their lead by three. They lead 4-0. We step aside on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit CommonwealthGames.org.
Lynchburg Hillcats are ready for a summer of fun with a fresh slate of weekly promotions for you and your family to enjoy. Every Tuesday, get a free ticket to the next Tuesday home game as part of our Two for Tuesday promotion. Wednesday is Weenie Wednesday with hot dog deals each week, and Thursday, we'll bring back our traditional Thirsty Thursday with drink specials all night long. On Friday, join us for Freebie Friday for a new giveaway each week. We'll have fireworks every Saturday night, and kids can eat free each Sunday during the season. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium for the middle innings, here's Connor Young.
No Connor Young tonight. Jason Prill with you all the way. Connor Young PAing as Matt Duffy has been relieved, much to the chagrin of the Hillcats. He went five innings of four-hit baseball. No runs, one walk, three strikeouts. An outstanding outing, his best against Lynchburg this season. Danny Kerwin will be the new righty on the bump. He's 2-0 in 10 appearances, a 3.98 ERA. In just under 32 innings, he struck out 26 and walked 12. 14 earned runs. Alfredo Antunez, Esteban Gonzalez, and Rafael Ramirez Jr. The 3-2 up for the Hillcats. Antunez 0-2. And it's been almost 24 hours now, and I still don't know how he didn't get ejected. He lines it in the right field, a base hit. His first hit of the night. Lynchburg has had a base runner aboard in all but one inning. Esteban Gonzalez will step in. He doubled in his last plate appearance. Antunez was heated at the end of yesterday's ball game, so much so that he had to be restrained by several teammates and coaches as he made a charge for the umpiring crew. He takes off for second. Pitch misses, and he got a great jump. So Antunez in scoring position. Gonzalez had in the count 1-0. Not sure where it missed, but it did. Kerwin. Finds the other batter's box. Strike ball two. Kerwin 6'2", 205. From Lansdale, Pennsylvania. He was an undrafted free agent out of Ryder. 2-0 misses out wide again, 3 balls and no strikes. And this might just be working around Gonzalez. You're okay with walking him, especially with the runner in front of him. You have Ramirez, Benjamin, and Mejias due up after him. You'll take the law of averages as the 3-1 finds the zone, 3-1. Gonzalez tried to sell it. Kerwin pauses for the 3-1. Gonzalez well out in front of a slider that was down at his toes, full count. He was sitting on a fastball and didn't get it. Now he'll have to protect in a 3-2 count. The pitch. Fouled right at the dish. Caught him on the back foot. So he'll take a moment to gather himself. Antunez in scoring position. Fourth time tonight the Hillcats have had somebody in scoring position. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Lynchburg trails it by 4. The payoff from Kerwin. Down low, ball 4. That'll bring up Rafael Ramirez Jr. He's 0 for 1. He walked in the first, struck out in the third. Rain still coming down. And it's beginning to blow a bit more sideways. As the first pitch misses down and in for ball 1. Antunez faked toward third. On the delivery. We'll see if the Hillcats get aggressive on a double steal. Encarnacio not too far away from the bag at third, though. McIlvaney tried to frame it. No call. It's been the sixth inning or later that the Hillcats have done most of their damage this week. 3-0. Kerwin struggling here. Tying run would be at the dish if Ramirez gets aboard. 4-0 Salem lead. Ball 4. Back-to-back walks have loaded the bases. Still nobody out. As out goes McIlvaney to talk down Kerwin. And all of a sudden, the bullpen starting to move for Salem. And this seems like maybe a guy who's a bit flustered by the weather. As Juan Benjamin, he had a single in his last at-bat. His 3-run home run yesterday gave Lynchburg some life. It just carried over the right field wall in the 7th inning. That brought the crowd to life. They were down 5-0 at the time. But now, one swing of the bat would tie the ball game. He watches one down and away. A perfect pitch by Kerwin. Strike 1. That's okay if you're Benjamin. You just saw back-to-back walks. Take a pitch. You'll live with it. Situational hitting. As that slider misses wide, 1-1. Especially if Kerwin can't find his command. You'd almost argue they can get you 2 strikes. Nevertheless, Benjamin chased one down and away. 1-2. Salem in double play depth. They're willing to trade an out or 2 outs for a run. With the 4-run cushion. A 2-strike pitch to Benjamin. He chops it foul first base side and stays alive. Kerwin pauses. Delivers. And Benjamin chased it in the dirt. He got fooled by a slider for out number 1. And that's a big first out as Manuel Mejias digs in. Bases still loaded. 1 away. Bottom of the 6th inning. Salem leading it 4-0. Mejias has a double and a double play. He takes one, a good eye. Down low, ball one. Antunia's at third. Gonzalez at second. Ramirez at first. Missing wide, 2-0 from Kerwin. He still is struggling to throw strikes. Benjamin for sure helped him out. Walk is as good as a hit in this situation here, Lynchburg. The 2-0, Mejias pops it up. Not very deep, third base. And Carnacio can't make the play. It lands in fair territory, and he's safe at third. They called an infield fly rule, so Mejias is out. In to score is Antunez. It was a silent signal by Zach Hovick. Jordan Smith out to have a word. What Jordan Smith is arguing right now is, how can that be an infield fly rule if he's about 10 steps off the infield? If you remember a while back, I believe it was the Atlanta Braves in the postseason, or maybe on the last day of the season, they had a similar situation. Where they had it called in their favor as the shortstop ran out and it dropped. They called infield fly rule. Nevertheless, it's second and third, one down. Bottom of the sixth inning, Lynchburg now down by three. It gets away from the catcher. Coming home is Gonzalez. He will score without a throw. Ramirez down to third. Lynchburg now trails at 4-2. Lexer Sidhui ahead of the count, 1-0. Cat staying alive as the right-hander finally gets it over. 1-1. Excuse me, 2-1. On Sidhui. Kerwin holds it out the belt. Misses wide. Gonzalez, he comes home to score. Ramirez now 90 feet away. The 3-1, all four. Lynchburg now trails by two as Kevin Revis will step in. We'll see if Sidhui sticks at first for too long. Hillcats have trimmed the deficit in half, and out comes Matt Wheeler, the assistant pitching coach, to have a word. Juan Rivera, the lead pitching coach, nowhere to be found. And Wheeler tripped coming out of the dugout. Not a graceful entrance by any sort of the word. Revis, 0 for 2. He'll have an opportunity to cut into the deficit. We'll see if they send Sidhui. Try and get a runner started or get two in scoring position. Sidhui does have 7 stolen bases on the year. He's 7 for 10. That's Kevin Revis looking for his first major contribution to the Hillcats this season. He takes downstairs, ball one. Sidhui showed no inclination for taking off. You may just not even want to risk it at this point in time. They tried a double steal already this week and had it backfire. The 1-0. All the way to the backstop. Ramirez, a late jump. He'll score, though. Sadui in the scoring position. And it's a one-run ball game. Second wild pitch of the inning. Both have resulted in runs. Sadui now 90 feet closer, 180 feet away. Lynchburg trailing by one. A base hit could tie this ball game. If Rivas finds any sort of grass, he grounds this between first and second into right field. Sadui getting the wave around from third. Throw comes up from Lugo. It's up the line. And a diving attempt by Sadui. He's tagged out at home plate. And he is hurt. He got tangled up with the catcher, McIlvaney, who went up the line. Sadui tried to dodge him. Nothing malicious. McIlvaney just tried to grab the baseball. And Sadui just so happened to be the targeted victim. So the single from Rivas cannot score Sadui. We end the inning with Lynchburg trailing by one on the Lynchburg Hillcats radio network.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Hey fans, are you looking to disconnect and enjoy a perfect getaway? Well, let me introduce you to Crabtree Falls Campground. With campsites right on the river, four rustic cabins, and bathrooms with hot water, Crabtree Falls Campground is your place to stay this summer. Located just an hour drive from Lynchburg, Crabtree Falls Campground is just a half-mile hike away from the tallest waterfall east of the Mississippi. Visit www.crabtreefallscampground.com or call them at 540-377-2066 to book your stay.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
Top seven, Lynchburg down by one, 4-3 as the rain picking up at Bank of the James Stadium. Chance Atkins, the Hillcats groundskeeper, just made his way to the umpires to have a conversation. And then he signaled something into the Hillcats dugout. Not sure what it was. Maybe a time before the big storm hits or a time for when the rain ends. As it misses out wide to Framie De Leon from Kendeglis Verghese, who has surrendered four runs. Finding the corner. 1-1. This is a completed ball game. Lynchburg scoring three to keep it a one-run game after Salem scored three in the top of the sixth. 1-2 as De Leon took a healthy cut at a slider. .1292 on hand at Bank of the James Stadium for this Friday evening affair. The two-strike pitch, got him. Second strikeout of De Leon. The third of the day for Verghese. And Stanley Tucker will step in. Tucker, an RBI single. Right now, that's the difference in the ballgame. His two-out RBI single in the fifth inning. The only thing that has Salem in front at this point in time. Verghese kicks and fires in tight, ball one. Verghese, he has an electric arm. There's no doubt about that. Upper 90s with his fastball, where he tops out. A good sweeping slider, as that's chopped towards short. Aldewey gloves and fires to first, two away. It's just his command. And we saw it on the Albert Feliz home run last inning. His fastball had velocity right down the pipe, and Feliz turned on it. Slider to open up the count to Zanatello for ball one. He mixes his pitches well. As that finds the zone, 1-1 at 95. He's keeping hitters off balance. Just a couple pitches here or there where he loses command and leaves it over the heart of the plate. Missing wide, 2-1. And he has asked for a new ball. Two down, top of the seventh inning, 4-3. Salem out in front. They've won two in a row over the Hillcats this week. Game five of this series. 2-2. Zanatello swung through it. He's got his slider working against Zanatello. He faced him in the fifth and grounded out to second. The 2-2 from the right-hander. Got him! Second strikeout of the inning for Verghez. He now has four. He went back to the slider. And the well still had more. Stretch time here at Bank of the James Stadium. Lynchburg trails it by one as we step aside in the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You're listening to the 30th anniversary season of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Danny Kerwin out for another inning of work. He surrendered three runs in the bottom of the sixth inning, which has Lynchburg right back in it. They trail by one. Rain beginning to let up just a little bit, but the grounds crew still over by the tarp. We'll have our eyes on that throughout the rest of the night, most likely. As Brent Aldewey, 0-2, will take his cuts. Aldewey, 0-2. He lined out to left field in his last plate appearance. Lynchburg out hitting Salem 6-4. As Aldewey swings over top of it for strike one. Though they have committed two more errors. Aldewey has struggled to find consistency at the plate since arriving from Arizona. Catching the corner, strike two. He signed the same type of contract as Angel Hanal. They were the two highly touted prospects of that signing class. That's the two-strike pitch. Got him to chase in the dirt. He dropped third strike. The throw on the money. One down, but Aldewey has not panned out as well as Angel Hanau has. Top of the order coming to the plate. Bottom of the seventh inning, 4-3 Salem lead. Hawk, 1-3. Kerwin struggled with his command last inning. Fires a strike to open up the at-bat to Tommy Hawk. He had two wild pitches, which resulted in two Hillcat runs, which cut into the deficit. This game feels eerily similar to yesterday. Lynchburg down by one in the late innings. Missing wide. One ball and one strike after trailing. Took until the fifth for us to get our first run of the game. As the 1-1, a topper by Hawk, backhanded by De Leon. And they get Hawk at first, two down. Which will bring up Wilfredo Antunez. Antunez singled and scored last inning. As the rain has nearly come to a halt at Bank of the James Stadium. As Jordan Smith talking to the umpire. Maybe a little bit of gamesmanship. Kerwin staring down Jordan Smith. Smith asking for a new baseball. He got his wishes. And a bit of an overthrow by Kerwin as he misses downstairs, ball one. Smith maybe just trying to get in the head of the Salem reliever. Antunez watches it go wide. 2-0. So far it's worked after two quick outs to open up the inning. The right-hander. Now have to throw a strike to Antunez. He can sit on a fastball. He gets a breaking ball, 3-0. And Antunez never shy in a 3-0 count. And in a one-run game, they may give him the green light. Here's the pitch. He didn't get it, but it's ball four. Kerwin apparently rattled by Jordan Smith requesting to get a new baseball. As Esteban Gonzalez steps in. Two away, bottom of the seventh inning. Lynchburg trailing it by one. Antunez scampers back to first on a throw over. Gonzalez. A double and a walk. Scored on a wild pitch last inning. See if they send Antunez. He swiped a bag last inning. They throw over again. And he goes in standing. Kind of a dangerous position to go in standing. Especially with a wet bag. He takes off. The pitch is up and away. The throw down by McIlvaney high as well. And a tying run now in scoring position for Lynchburg. Esteban Gonzalez with a base hit. Could put the Hillcats even with Salem. We know how aggressive Jordan Smith is on the base paths. He chops it down the first baseline. They call it foul! Erlen Serta can't believe it. He slams his helmet into the knee. Pettis, the home plate umpire, was late getting to his spot. That ball was about halfway down the right field line when he called it foul. From my vantage point, it looked like it hopped over the first base bag. Nevertheless, we try again as the umpire steps off for a moment. 1-1. That would have tied the ball game. Slow topper up the first baseline. That one more foul. 1-2. Hillcats felt like they got robbed last night by the umpires. And a call like that's not going to help. Whether it was correct or not, he was late getting to his spot. The 1-2. Gonzalez just gets a piece of it to stay alive. Not much of a protest from Erlen Serta, but he did slam his helmet into his knee. Clearly upset. The 1-2. Foul again. Gonzalez out in front as Kerwin took something off of it. Antunez in scoring position. He's the tying run. The Hillcats had the tying run thrown out at home to end last inning. The 1-2. Downstairs, Gonzalez lays off, 2-2. Antunez takes his lead. Kerwin delivers. Got him. Gonzalez with a healthy swing, but it was a slider in the dirt. We head to the eighth. One-run ball game. Salem out in front. They're looking for insurance when we come back in the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball.
Are you a fan of fireworks or collecting sports memorabilia? Or maybe instead of the bar, you want to spend your nights at the ballpark. Whatever your passion, the Lynchburg Hillcats have a mini plan package for you. Make sure to secure your tickets for every Thirsty Thursday, Freebie Friday, or fireworks show Saturday with one of our dated mini plans. Craving more baseball? Sign up for our 30-game mini plan. Not sure what games you want to go to? The Hillcats offer undated mini plans as well. For more information and to purchase your 2024 mini plan, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
Ward Kellen Vasquez will take over on the bump. Fastball, changeup, slider, curveball. He's 2-1 with a 3.82 ERA. 44 strikeouts to 20 walks in just under 38 innings. This week, 2 innings, 2 hits, 2 runs, 1 walk, and 3 strikeouts. The 6'3 right-hander from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. He replaces Kendeglis Verguez, who goes 3 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs, 1 walk, and 4 strikeouts. It's the 3-run home run by Albert Feliz that jolted Salem in front. They lead it 4-3 in the top of the 8th inning. Vasquez fires it in there for a called strike, 0-1. The right-hander rocks, kicks, and delivers. A little bit high, 1-1. Vasquez won Carolina League Pitcher of the Week honors last season, early on. As a long pause before the 1-1 is a breaking ball that misses high, 2-1. And then he just fell off the map. It was a tale of two pitchers before he won the award and after he won the award. He ended up getting sent back down to the Complex League to figure some things out. He would return to Lynchburg, but was just never the same. 3-1 to Brooks Brannon, who's 0-2 on the afternoon. Nobody aboard, nobody away. Top of the 8th inning. The 3-1. Round ball up the middle. In position is Rivas. Easy out. One away. That'll bring Nellie Taylor to the dish. Taylor walked and scored his last trip to the dish. Infield shifting towards first. As Aldui, a couple steps off the bag at second. It goes toward third, and that's going to be perfectly placed. Taylor, essentially a swinging bunt, up the third base line. And with Ramirez playing over on the quasi shift, he had no play. Fraley Encarnacion, 1-3. That's the danger of the shift. And guess there's no more full infield shift with three on one side. So misses down low for ball one to Encarnacion. Managers have gotten cheeky and do everything in their power to make a shift as much as possible. Throw over. Tag just missed him. But every once in a while, it comes back and bites you in the butt. Like on plays such as the one from Nelly Taylor. The 1-0. Misses in the dirt. Two balls and no strikes. And there's just nothing you can do in that situation if you're Ramirez Jr. The smart play is just to eat it. Don't let it get past you into the outfield. Keep it on the infield and hold the batter to a single. High topper towards second. Sliding attempt by Rivas. He scoops it, flips on to first to get Encarnacion. He comes up a little uncomfortable. Taylor into second. Rivas, I don't know if he got his knee stuck in the dirt, but he needs a moment. He slid in the gap almost as if he was trying to stop himself to flip to second. He made the smart play. He had no play at second and went to first with it. Maybe his knee just got caught in that soft dirt with all the rain that we've had. Is that missed up high for ball one? I say all the rain that we've had after coming out of a drought in the month of June. But it has rained quite a bit these past 2 days. Tipped into the glove by Lugo. 1-1. And it's supposed to rain on and off for the next week. Hillcats at home next week as well against Delmarva. Here's the 1-1. Popped him up. Third base side, Ramirez gives it a look toward the wall. He leaps, leans over, and misses it by a foot. He gave it an effort, but came up empty. Boy, that would have been a highlight. There's part of the wall that just kind of juts out toward the infield. If it had been about a foot farther, he probably would have been able to make the play because the wall goes deeper toward the clubhouse. A two-strike pitch to Lugo. Curveball over toward third. Ramirez, a long throw, and they're not going to get him. Ramirez took too much time on the high chopper. Lugo beats it out, and there's runners at the corners for Albert Feliz. Feliz 2-for-2, a double and a home run. He's got 9 of them on the season. 2 of them this week. Another RBI opportunity in a one-run game. 4-3, Salem in front. Good curveball wraps around the inside corner, strike one. They have granted Lugo the single despite Ramirez taking a bit too much time with the baseball. The Cats with 2 errors already tonight. They all came in the same inning. Didn't result in anything. Grounder over toward third into left field. Ramirez couldn't get a glove on it. Neither could Aldewey. And that puts another tally on the board for the Red Sox. 3 singles in the inning. And Feliz now a triple shy of the cycle. Career night at the plate for him.
At the bat for Salem, Daniel Mickley.
Here comes Tony Arnold as Daniel McIlvaney, 0 for 3, steps in, and he might just be saying to Vasquez, you forced ground balls. You've done your job. Don't get rattled by the fact that your defense hasn't been able to help you. And now, as if last night wasn't enough of a spitting image, it's the same score in the same scenario. 5-3, late innings. Yesterday, Lynchburg was down 5-0 before they put three on the board in the seventh. Today, they were down 4-3 after the seventh. Now 5-3 here in the eighth inning. Lynchburg hoping not for a repeat of how last night's game concluded. As Daniel McIlvaney 0 for 3. These teams will meet again tomorrow night, 6:30, for the final game of the series before 2 days off. Lynchburg, coming off of a two-week road trip, has not had an off day since the month of June. Missing down and away, ball one. And not just the month of June. We're talking about a week into June. June 24th was the last day they had off. And they were on the road. Into center field, Vasquez couldn't control it. The throw from Hawk comes to second. It's offline, and everybody's safe. Third error by Lynchburg, the second on a pitcher. And now Salem with a golden opportunity to really put the nail in the coffin against the Hillcats. McIlvaney pops it up in foul ground. Ramirez losing his cap. He makes the grab. At least I think it was him. I can't tell if it was Ramirez or Aldui. Somebody made the grab and keeps it a two-run ball game. I think it may have been the shortstop Aldui. They kind of collided. But that ends the inning. Lynchburg now trails by two. We'll step aside on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Wondering how to buy tickets to minor league baseball games? Look no further than the Bally Live app. Download Bally Live today and you can buy tickets to your favorite minor league baseball games and watch in person. Can't make it to the ballpark? We got you. Watch every minor league baseball game for free on the Bally Live app all season long. Pick your favorite team, track stats, chat with friends, and earn rewards in the Game Center. Download Bally Live from the app or Play Store today.
We get it. Finding activities for groups can be difficult. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make your life easier with our special group outings packages. No matter your group, spend the night out at the ballpark enjoying baseball with your favorite people. All group ticket packages come with discounted tickets, a PA and video board welcome, and the possibility for first pitches and on-field activities. Want to make the night extra special? Sign up for a group picnic and let the Hillcats take care of the details. For more information on groups or picnics, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Danny Kerwin stays out there for another inning of work. Rafael Ramirez Jr., Juan Benjamin, and Manuel Mejias. The three due up. Ramirez has had a tough day defensively. He hasn't been charged with anything, but not pretty. He tops at foul, first base side, strike one. Or I should say, the one error he committed did not come back to bite him. It was a throwing error. Could have had two fielding errors, though. The 0-1 in there for a strike, 0-2. Lynchburg down 5-3, bottom of the eighth inning. Salem out in front. Kerwin misses wide 1-2. He struggled his first inning out of the bullpen. Gave up 3 runs, 2 wild pitches. Two and two, Shamir is laid off. But since then, he's been sharp. He's walked 2, but no more damage. The righty delivers, and Ramirez swings through it. He was hoping for a drop third strike that didn't get called. And there's one away for Juan Benjamin. Benjamin has already extended his hitting streak to 6 games after a single in the 4th inning. He would then be doubled up. Benjamin has been one of the hottest hitters as of late for Lynchburg, but he took a big swing and a miss for strike 1. His biggest problem this season has been the strikeouts. He has 61 of them. That's 2nd on the team behind Ralphie Velasquez in 10 less games. That missed out wide 1-1. And some of Benjamin's games have been a pinch hit appearance or two as he tops it over toward first and in between hop for Feliz. That's going to be a race to the bag, and Kerwin gets there before Benjamin for out number 2. Benjamin has 208 at-bats compared to Velasquez's 259. Manuel Mejias, he doubled in the 2nd and a sacrifice fly in the 6th. Though, I don't think I've ever had to score a sacrifice fly in an infield fly rule. So I would believe that would be ruled a sacrifice fly. I have to do my digging. Down and in for ball 1. .53 our score. Salem in front. Mejias takes downstairs 2-0. Mejias' sacrifice fly came in that 6th inning. That missed. It did not. 2-1. And he is able to foul that one away. 2-2. According to the Game Day app, all 3 of those pitches were in the same spot. 2 of them were called a ball. 1 of them was called a strike. No clue how accurate the Game Day app is, but still something to point out. The 2-2 in the dirt, full count. Mejias didn't win any favors with the umpires yesterday as he threw his helmet in the direction of Zach Hovick and received an ejection after the game. Now the payoff pitch. He stays alive, got a piece of it. Lexer Sadui waits on deck. Hillcats trailing by 2, bottom of the 8th inning. Kerwin delivers. Called, strike 3. A 1-2-3 frame for Kerwin. It'll be the bottom of the order, 2 up for the Hillcats in the 9th. Salem, one more opportunity to extend their 2-run advantage when we come back in the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check airfares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
How do you like to spend your summer nights? At the beach or at the ballpark? Why not both? Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at the DeMarva Shorebirds visit July 9th through the 14th. On Friday, the Limonadas de Hill City will return with a limited edition Limonadas-themed Hawaiian shirt. Still not beachy enough for you? Saturday will be a celebration of good times and good vibes with our annual Margaritaville night. Following the game, we'll let our cares blast away with a fireworks show. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
Top of the ninth inning, Lynchburg down by two, where Kellen Vasquez remains on the bump. It'll be De Leon, Tucker, and Zanatello, 8-9-1. To face the Hillcats right-handed reliever. Hillcats wearing their Marvel caps tonight. It's not Marvel night. That was earlier in the week. But the team likes them so much that they wanted to break them out on a Friday night. The cap features a blue base and a blue bill with a white front with the Hulk Cat logo on it. The Hulk Cat, a play on, obviously, the Hulk. But it's a green furry cat that looks like it's jumping through a window. As Framie De Leon takes a call, strike on a curveball, 75. Goes well with the jerseys that Lynchburg has on tonight. The 0-1, topper towards second. Chest high grab by Rivas, one away. Stanley Tucker, 1-for-3. We'll get the nod. Vasquez fires in there for a called strike, 0-1. Tucker drove home a run in the fifth inning with a two-out RBI single. That's a huge difference in this ballgame. He swung through that two away in the count. Vasquez, another curveball, relying heavily on that pitch here in the ninth inning. Tucker just got a piece of it. Maybe one seam. But nevertheless, it still counts. Vasquez kicks and delivers the two-strike pitch. Just a bit wide, 2-2, didn't get the call. Top of the order, due up next. And Zanatello, he's 0-for-4. A 1-2 delivery. Ground ball up the middle, going to be a tough play. Charging and gloving is all Dewey. He won't get him. As it was perfectly placed. Second single for Tucker. And Zanatello will dig in. Approaching the 10 o'clock hour tonight. We started this evening with a one-hour rain delay. And unfortunately, no rain hit during the rain delay. But it was in the area. It just never got to Bank of the James Stadium. It rained before the game, right around 4:30. They throw over the tag as Sadui had the ball hop up on him. If he'd been able to keep his glove down, they probably would have had Tucker. Nevertheless, the ball popped up. Took his glove out of the path. Upstairs, one ball, no strikes. Last night, the Hillcats played past 10 o'clock. After another one-hour rain delay hit. Right at the start of game time. Runner fakes, and it's out wide. No snap throw, 2-0. He likes the snap throw. It worked when Revis was at first base the other night. And they were able to catch a Red Sox leaning. 2-0. Another throw over. And then with the dive is Tucker. So Vasquez clearly irked by the base runner. Lynchburg down by two. Just got to go after the hitter here. Force a ground ball. Now Tucker can run freely. He holds, and it misses in tight. Ball three. And Vasquez needs to throw a strike. That's for certain. He's gone an inning in the third. And he surrendered one run. Runner breaks. It's in the zone. Mejias couldn't get it out of his glove, and it almost goes into center field. So Tucker with the stolen base eliminates the double play ball. And Zanatello with the base hit could double the Hillcats lead, or rather, double the Hillcats deficit. Zanatello 0 for 4. Has yet to reach base, but could here on the 3-1. Takes a breaking ball low. And it's ball four. Brooks Brandon, he's 0 for 3. Brandon walked in the first inning, and that's the only time he's been aboard. He struck out twice and grounded out once. Only one away, top of the ninth inning. Lynchburg down by two. Two aboard, an RBI opportunity for Brandon. First pitch, a breaking ball, misses high, ball one. Tucker dances off second, coming to cover as Revis into center field. It goes again. Second error on Vasquez on a throw to second. My, oh my. That's another huge error. As it moves two runners into scoring position. The same thing happened last inning with Andy Lugo at second. Now the infield will be pulled in the two-run game. It's the risk you take by throwing it to second behind the runner. He's been too worried about the runners in this inning as Brandon tops it foul 1-1. Now a base hit scores two. Very few good things come from throws to second on a pickoff attempt. The 1-1 got him to chase 1-2. And I get why you do it. You want to hold the runner, make him know that he's not forgotten. But also, it might show that you're rattled. The two-strike pitch to Brandon. Chopper toward third. Waiting back on it is Ramirez. He'll look the runner back across the diamond. They'll get Brandon for a big second out as Nellie Taylor will come to the plate. Taylor. A 1-for-3 night. Two runs scored. And could add two RBIs to his name as well. Lynchburg down by two, top of the ninth inning. Salem trying to extend and add some insurance. Vasquez trying to get out of the jam, but he fires low, ball one. Lynchburg will have 7, 8, and 9. Sadui, Revis, and Aldui in the ninth. We'll see if Jordan Smith decides to go to his bench and pinch hit The 1-0. Missing in tight. Two balls and no strikes. First base is open. That would bring up Fraley Encarnacion. The 2-0. Big cut. 2-1. The crowd has gone silent here at Bank of the James Stadium. The rain put a damper on the parade. So have the Hillcats bats and their defense. Four errors already tonight. The 2-1 to Taylor. Check swing. They appeal, and he went around 2-2. So Vasquez a strike away from getting out of the inning. And keeping it a two-run ball game. Two aboard, two away, the 2-2 count. Curveball, yes! Taylor retired. And Vasquez leaves them in scoring position. He rips off his glove as he heads back to the dugout. Bottom of the ninth coming up. Lynchburg needs 2 to tie, 3 to win. New pitcher on the bump for Salem. We'll meet him when we come back in the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Battle of 460 returns as the Lynchburg Hillcats face off against the Salem Red Sox July 1st through the 6th at Bank of the James Stadium. Join us for Independence Day celebration on Thursday with the biggest fireworks show in the Hill City. This year, we'll be honoring the historic Bedford boys with specialty jerseys. Come back again on Friday as we give away a Hillcats patriotic cap. Then on Saturday, we'll turn our attention to a galaxy far, far away with the Revenge of the Sixth. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
We've reached the bottom of the ninth inning, 5-3, Salem out in front. New pitcher on the mound is Nathaniel Cruz, as Danny Kerwin's day is done. Three innings, two hits, three runs. Two of them were earned, four walks and five Ks. Cruz, 2-for-5 in save opportunities. 4-3 record, a 4.50 ERA. 27 strikeouts, 17 walks. Cruz, a right-hander, stands at 6'2", 175 from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. He'll face Sidui, Rivas, and Aldui. Sidui walked in his last plate appearance, was thrown out trying to score. It all comes down to this. Lynchburg needs 2 to tie. They trail 5-3. Sidui takes a call at strike 0-1. Same situation as yesterday. They trailed by 2 in the final inning of baseball and ended up losing by 1 on a controversial play at home plate. The 0-1, Sidui takes a strike 0-2. Only one hit amongst the three due up in this inning. The two-strike pitch from Cruz. High all the way to the backstop. Slipped out of his hand. Hillcats just need base runners. The 1-2. He slipped off the mound and he lines it into left field, does Sidhui. As the Hillcats will have the tying run at the plate the rest of this inning. Kevin Rivas represents that. With nobody out, Sidhui at first. We'll see if they keep him there. I find it hard to imagine they'd get too aggressive here. Sidhui 7 for 10 in stolen base attempts. Aggressive base running cost them the game yesterday. All the way to the backstop. They don't even have to worry about it. Into scoring position is Sidhui. Wild pitch from Cruz. It's the second time he's fired it all the way to the netting. Kevin with a base hit here could cut the deficit in half. He singled in his last plate appearance. That misses high and wide. Ball two. And now a ground ball to the right side of the infield does about the exact same thing that you are hoping it will and moves the runner 90 feet closer. Though that run is somewhat inconsequential. Upstairs, 3-0. Cruz struggling to throw strikes to Rivas. We've surpassed the 10 o'clock hour here at Bank of the James Stadium. The 3-0 from Nathaniel Cruz. Rivas taking all the way, a called strike. Cruz pitched in game number one of this series. As that finds the zone, full count. He pitched nearly two full scoreless innings. Won an inning in two-thirds. But had to be relieved because he had found himself in trouble. That was not a save situation. He came on early in the ballgame. This one is the payoff pitch to Rivas. Here it comes. Up and in. Spun him back. Ball four. So that brings the winning run to the plate in Fran Aldui. Rivas a good at-bat. And Cruz has to take a moment for himself behind the mound. He digs his cleats into the dirt. Replaces his hat. Loosens his arm and digs a hole in front of the mound. Two aboard, nobody out. Tying run at first, go ahead run at the dish. Bottom of the ninth inning. Fran Aldui lifts it to right field. He was underneath a high fastball and it'll land out of play. Boy, he took a big swing. Trying to change this game with one pitch. But chased one well high above the letters. He was honestly lucky to get a piece of it. Sidhui in scoring position. Rivas at first. Cruz checks and fires. Flare shot into shallow center. Going to be a tough play for Tucker. He's charging. He won't get there. The bases are loaded. Down to third goes Sidhui. Rivas into scoring position. The winning run now on base for none other than Tommy Hawk. How about this full circle moment? As the pitching coach, Matt Wheeler, the assistant pitching coach, goes out to talk with Nathaniel Cruz. For Tommy Hawk, yesterday, he was ejected after the final out was recorded. after he hopped up and got in the face of Zach Hovick, being gunned down at home plate after a perfect relay throw. Each team has gone back and looked at the replay, and they've come to a consensus. And it's confirmed that they both believe he was probably safe. But you can't change the call. He was called out. That was the tying run in yesterday's ball game, and it ended the game. At the dish, as great of a finish as you will ever see. And props to Salem for their perfect relay throw. I keep thinking back, and that was probably the best baseball play all around that I've seen at this level. He has a chance to tie it again here with a base hit. He takes a called strike, doesn't like it. He's already having words with the home plate umpire, Larry Pettis. But you know, he wants this moment bad. The 0-1. Down and away, one ball, one strike. And if you're Tommy Hawk, you want it. You feel this moment is yours. But you have to be patient. Wait for your pitch. Nobody out. The 1-1 into left field, out of play, 1-2. So Hawk will have to protect. Hawk now at a 22-game on-base streak after a single in the first inning. The 1-2 pitch from Nathaniel Cruz. Got him looking. A backdoor slider rings him up. And Hawk will not get that full circle moment tonight. At least not yet. But now the double play is in effect. Sidhui at third. Rivas at second. Aldui at first. And Wilfredo Antunez at the dish. Go-ahead run is aboard here in the ninth. Lynchburg down by two. First pitch misses wide, and now the home plate umpire, Larry Pettis, tells the Lynchburg dugout to shut up. Not sure who it was directed at, but he's fed up with the Hillcats chirping. The 1-0, swing and a miss, 1-1. And what's left of this Hillcat crowd not letting Larry Pettis off the hook. Base hit could tie the game. The 1-1 misses down and away. 2-1. Esteban Gonzalez waits on deck. Ground ball. As a double play could end the ball game. The 2-1 from Cruz. Upstairs, didn't get the call, 3-1. Antunez in a good hitter's count. Bases loaded, one away. Bottom of the ninth inning, Lynchburg down by two. Nathaniel Cruz trying to close out the ball game. Inside, ball four. One run ball game. Into score comes Sidhui. Down to third goes Rivas. Aldui into scoring position as the winning run. Tying run now 90 feet away for Esteban Gonzalez. And who better to have at the dish than the Hillcats' best hitter this season? Gonzalez, the lone hitter above 300. He's at 303. Six home runs, 36 RBIs. The first pitch, he takes all the way, a called strike. Nathaniel Cruz delivers. That's driven into deep right field. Lugo underneath it. He'll settle, make the grab. Tagging from third and coming home. The throw comes in. It's off the line, and the tag missed. Rivas scores on the sacrifice fly. And we're knotted up at five. That leaves it to Rafael Ramirez Jr. We mentioned it yesterday. He's still looking for his Hillcat moment. The winning run 90 feet away. Here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Lynchburg trailed by as many as four. They've tied it at five. Runners at the corners, two down. Winning run 90 feet away. The first pitch to Ramirez. As the runner takes off, is fouled back to the screen. Oh, he had a fastball to his liking, and it's strike one. For Cruz, that's now his fourth blown save of the season. Cruz sets high, pauses low at the belt. The right-hander with the 0-1. Runner takes off again, and it finds the inside part of the zone. Strike two. Antunia is into scoring position. He swipes second. They did fake the throw, so it's not catcher's indifference. Aldui at third, but two strikes on Ramirez. Does he have it in him? His Hillcat moment. Upstairs. McIlvaney points to his helmet and says, dude, think. He tried to overthrow that fastball and almost threw it to the backstop. That would have ended the game. It was 95 on the radar gun. Now the 1-2 from Cruz. High again. 2-2. As if this moment couldn't be more pressure filled. Nathaniel Cruz has let Ramirez back into the count. Still 2-2. He's got a pitch to play with. Runners fake, and it's in the dirt. A good block by McIlvaney. Boy. A game-saving block from 0-2 to 3-2. If that gets past McIlvaney, the Hillcats walk it off. It comes down to this. It's either extras or the ball game or a walk. The 3-2 upstairs. What an at-bat by Rafael Ramirez Jr. He fell behind in the count 0-2 and worked his way back into it, and the bases are loaded yet again as in steps Juan Benjamin. He has been one of the best hitters with runners in scoring position this season. And he's got an opportunity here. Bases loaded, out wide, ball one. Cruz with his fourth blown save of the season, trying to send us to extras. Benjamin trying to put a stop to the ball game here. The 1-0. Popped him up, out of play, 1-1. Benjamin this season, with runners in scoring position, he's batting .354. That's good for third best on the team, behind Esteban Gonzalez and Jason Churio. And it looks like Cruz is shaken. De Leon comes in from second to calm him down as a big breath from Nathaniel Cruz. The base is loaded. Benjamin batting .250. He's 2-for-8. An opportunity here, the 1-1. Down and away, 2-1. Tried to wrap around, but missed low, 2-1. I still can't get over that block from McIlvaney in the last at-bat. The pitch. Popped up into the skyboxes above. 2-2. Lynchburg has scored two in the ninth. They've evened it up at five. Aldui at third. Antunia is in scoring position. Ramirez at first. But Aldui, the only run that matters. We're tied at five. Cruz, a strike away. Into left center field. Taylor charging in on it, and almost a collision between Taylor and Tucker, but we head to extras. Lynchburg does their job. They knot it up here in the ninth inning and extend this game just a little bit further into the Lynchburg night. We'll step aside. The 10th inning coming up after you hear this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
How do you like to spend your summer nights? At the beach or at the ballpark? Why not both? Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at the Delmarva Shorebirds visit July 9th through the 14th. On Friday, the Limonadas de Hill City will return with a limited edition Limonadas-themed Hawaiian shirt. Still not beachy enough for you? Saturday will be a celebration of good times and good vibes with our annual Margaritaville night. Following the game, we'll let our cares blast away with a fireworks show. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You've probably heard the old saying, the best things in life are free. But do you believe it? The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make sure you and your kids do. Sign your kids up for Southpaw's Free Kids Club and experience the best free activity your money can't buy. All Kids Club members receive complimentary tickets to five designated Kids Club games, Virginia 529 Fun Zone passes for the whole season, and exclusive autograph sessions with players. Kids 12 and under can sign up at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to activate their Kids Club membership today.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Well, as if an hour-long rain delay wasn't enough, we head to the 10th inning. Extra baseball. Those who've stuck around have gotten their money's worth and more. Nellie Taylor will start the inning at second base. Fraley Encarnacion will be the batter. So Taylor, the ghost runner, after striking out, looking to end the ninth inning. Lynchburg put two on the board in the bottom of the ninth inning to send us to extras. They left the bases loaded, though. And instead of walking it off, here we are in the 10th, where Kellen Vasquez remains on the bump. He fires it towards second again. Boy, this time Revis picks it. He's already had two throwing errors to center field. Just go toward home. They say if you're the visiting team, you need more than one run anyway. The first pitch to Encarnacion floats wide, ball one. Hillcats would have Rafael Ramirez Jr., Juan Benjamin in scoring position in the bottom of the 10th inning. A 1-0 from Vasquez is fouled into the screen, 1-1. We're closing in on 3 hours of game time after an hour rain delay. After a long game last night. The Hillcats have to be tired after traveling and coming back home with no days off. Grounder toward third, just foul, 1-2. These two teams will be back at it tomorrow night, 6:30, right here at Bank of the James Stadium. Tickets still available, Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Star Wars night here at the ballpark. The 1-2 to Encarnacion. Grounder, foul again. Encarnacion out in front. See if Vasquez comes back with a fastball after Encarnacion went reaching for a changeup. The two-strike pitch. Taylor holds, and it's grounded toward first. Sadui will glove it chest high, take it to the bag himself, but down to third goes Taylor. As Andy Lugo will come to the plate, infield pulled in. Lynchburg is 6-4 in extra inning games, but they're 4-14 in one-run games. Vasquez. Big swing and a miss. Strike one. Andy Lugo singled in his last plate appearance in the eighth. He's 1-for-4. Go-ahead run 90 feet away here at the top of the 10th inning. Tipped at the plate. Strike two. He went off speed again, and Lugo just got a piece of it. Vasquez looks in the two-strike pitch to Lugo. Deep breath. Now he fires. He got him to chase. Lugo went fishing for a curveball down and in, and he almost fell on his keister. Taylor remains at third as the ball didn't squirt far enough away from Mejias to bring him home. Albert Feliz, a triple away from the cycle. He's got a double, a home run, and an RBI single in the eighth. He also walked in the second. He's been aboard every time he's been to the dish. Nobody's been able to put a stop to his night. As the first pitch misses inside, ball one. It's a career night for Feliz. He's got four RBIs. Two extra base hits. The 1-0 from Vasquez. Didn't get the call on the curveball. Tommy Hawk in disbelief in center field. He puts his arms up and extended. And has a few words that he yells towards the home plate umpire, Larry Pettis. 2-0. Ground ball over towards short. Scooped by Aldewey. Across the diamond. Low throw. Tug out by Sadui. And we go to the bottom of the 10th inning. Taylor left stranded at the altar, and it remains a tie ball game. We'll be back right after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
The Lynchburg Hillcats are ready for a summer of fun with a fresh slate of weekly promotions for you and your family to enjoy. Every Tuesday, get a free ticket to the next Tuesday home game. It's part of our Two for Tuesday promotion. Wednesday is Weenie Wednesday with hot dog deals each week. And Thursday, we'll bring back our traditional Thirsty Thursday with drink specials all night long. On Friday, join us for Freebie Friday for a new giveaway each week. We'll have fireworks every Saturday night, and kids can eat free each Sunday during the season. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Are you a fan of fireworks or collecting sports memorabilia? Or maybe instead of the bar, you want to spend your nights at the ballpark. Whatever your passion, the Lynchburg Hillcats have a mini plan package for you. Make sure to secure your tickets for every Thirsty Thursday, Freebie Friday, or fireworks show Saturday with one of our dated mini plans. Craving more baseball? Sign up for our 30-game mini plan. Not sure what games you want to go to? The Hillcats offer undated mini plans as well. For more information and to purchase your 2024 mini plan, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Bottom of the 10th inning, Luis Talavera will be the new pitcher. He pitched earlier this week, and the Hillcats got to him. He went one inning, gave up three hits, three earned runs, walked one. And game number one of this series, which Lynchburg won. Series is all tied at two apiece. Let's close the book on Nathaniel Cruz. He went an inning, two hits, two runs, three walks, and